Half truths, whole drinks. This is Gilbreth the Nard. Gilbreth Bernardus. Excuse me. And I need more drink. The love letter I forgot I wrote. And the curse it triggered. Now, picture this. It's a dim candlelight. In the back of the tavern loft. A faint rain outside. The soft scratch of a quill. Slow sipping from a mug. And the tone is more thoughtful, right? Yeah, who knew Gilbreth, old Gil, could be such an amazing storyteller now? Right then, story time. This one's about a letter. A love letter, technically. That I wrote, and forgot, and apparently shouldn't have. It was a late night. Too much wine. Too little dignity. I just got thrown out of somewhere very nice for pretending to be a forgotten... I just got thrown out of somewhere very nice for pretending to be a foreign poet. Need more drink. I stumbled into a room that wasn't mine, sat at a desk that wasn't mine, and wrote a letter. It wasn't addressed to anyone, but it was honest. Too honest. The letter said, I remember the start. If I ever mattered to you, it was probably an accident. And if you ever loved me, I hope you lied. Because I'd believe it more. I remember the start. If I ever mattered to you, it was probably an accident. And if you ever loved me, I hope you lied. Because I believe it more. Drink. Then, some things about stars, regret, and missing someone I might have invented just to feel missed. You see, there is this habit of mine. Every time I open a nail, well, it isn't a nail. Every time I open a nail, I drink it. But every time I open a wine, because I'm not supposed to have wine, so I stick to ale. It's pure. The wine. It's a pleasure of mine, a deep pleasure. But I feel as if there's something wrong in it. It awakens this part of me. And I imagine something. Something of the fears and of the regrets. And part of my need of being accepted. And then I let it go. Believing that the bottle is empty whenever it's more than half full. Cap it off, walk away. And that's my way of feeling as if I am in control of a particular situation or the parts of life that I ain't in control of. It isn't that the joys that I... that I can't control. It's the times whenever I feel being pulled into something. Desire. Well, anyway. Like the letter. Put the wine, put the cork in, put it back in the... on the rack, rather. And the letter, I folded it. Tucked it in the drawer and forgot about it. Funny how that works, isn't it? Anyway, a week later was the trigger, right? A week later, I was counting feathers. Literally, feathers. Turns out, the desk belonged to minor enchantress named Elroy Rhine, who specialized in emotional binding scrolls. The drawer was warded. Any heartfelt letter inside would trigger a karmic feedback enchantment. Mine, apparently not too heartfelt. She said it nearly cracked the spell work. The outcome? She found me. Gave me back the letter, now pulsing with some kind of arcane embarrassment. Said, next time, mean it less. I said, next time, I'll drink more first. We laughed, and she hexed me away. Closing words, well, here's the thing. Magic is funny. Love is funnier. But honestly, that's the real curse. Say something real and it sticks, even if you don't. Half-truths, whole drinks, and one love letter that bit back. Episode 9, A Lady, A Lie, and A Locked Room with No Door. Or, you know, you could go listen to the episode, Dear Gilbreth, You're a Fraud and I Want My Goat Back. That one's episode 10. Stick around. Well, maybe it's episode 11 or 25 or something. Or 20, I don't know. Find it, listen, and enjoy an Ulfgar ale. This is, Gilbreth the Nardis, self-proclaimed connoisseur of sorts. Well-versed in the, art of fine women and strong drink. Maybe a little more than that, maybe a little less. What was that?